30 seconds shy of 6 o'clock at 94.7 KMET, Los Angeles. Hi, Patrick Kelly here, over the hump on hump day. The weather couldn't be nicer. A slight cooling trend is expected, but things look great for the weekend weather here in Southern California. In the news today, a hot tip from Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, Gordon Brownell, on a bill introduced in Washington to end U.S. funding of paraquat spraying in Mexico. Gordon.
Well, Pat, two California congressmen, Congressman Henry Waxman from Los Angeles and George Miller from Contra Costa County, have introduced a bill, a rider in the House of Representatives that's going to be voted on next Tuesday or Wednesday in Washington that is attempts to cut out all American expenditures for the paraquat spraying program from the Foreign Assistance Act. The House of Representatives is going to be voting next week on whether or not to spend $40 million in international narcotics control, and the Waxman-Miller amendment would specifically prohibit any of that money being spent to spray marijuana plants with paraquat or any other poisons. It's going to be the first big congressional vote on whether or not to continue supporting the spraying program in Mexico.
So it appears it's obvious now that, and evident, that some congressional people have heard the pleas from Normal and, of course, the members of Operation Scams to stop the funding of this program.
That's right. And I think that the voices of the people of California are going to be even louder in Washington after this Friday, when the 275,000 signatures collected by Operation Scams are presented to the White House, and members of Congress know just how many people in California are outraged over the paraquat program. It's going to be tough, though, to cut this spraying program out, and that's part of the reason why Normal is calling for a nationwide tourist boycott of Mexico. We're urging all people who use marijuana or who have friends who use marijuana not to travel or visit to Mexico as long as they're continuing to poison the marijuana fields down there. And we're hoping that we can exert some direct economic pressure on the Mexican government, which right now says they're going to continue spraying paraquat on marijuana for as long as it takes to eliminate marijuana from the face of Mexico.
Gordon Brownell from Normal. By the way, KMET's Ace Young will personally deliver the scams petitions to Washington this Friday. KMET News Time, 6:02. Elsewhere in the state of ours, more repercussions from Proposition 13. The largest state employee organization today angrily accused Governor Brown of political motives and promised to fight his proposed freeze on salaries as a way of minimizing local layoffs. William Crabe, president of the 85,000-member California State Employees Association, says, "We will not sit back and let it happen without a fight." From Washington, President Carter says Californians cannot expect Congress to pass any special laws to help meet financial strains on the state. Says our nation's chief executive, the effects of Proposition 13 is a message to us all about taxation and government spending. The president also rejected the idea that a nationwide tax revolt is building. KMET News Time, 6:03. In news from Lompoc, U.S. parole officials have rejected H.R. Haldeman's request for immediate release from prison. Gary Aldinger, public information officer at the federal prison in Lompoc, explains Haldeman's reaction when he found out he wasn't getting out.
Once the notice came in, he was notified by his case manager, and there was no specific reaction. He was just... these are normally routine notices. When the parole commission makes a decision, the inmate's called in and apprised of what that parole date is, and that's the essence of it.
Haldeman will be freed on December 20th. In other news, reaction now starting to filter in on the Supreme Court's ruling barring oil firms from running retail gas stations. Frank Agraz from the Exxon company in Maryland.
The decision upholds a Maryland law that prohibits producers or refiners of petroleum products from operating retail service stations with their own employees. In Exxon's case, the law will affect 46 service stations out of over 600 Exxon stations in Maryland.
This ruling, of course, will definitely change the way oil companies conduct business across the nation. KMET News Time, 6:04, 30 seconds. Two cars of the year. They were declared unsafe today. And with that story, we have Bernard Gershon.
Consumers Union, a nonprofit testing organization, says Chrysler's Dodge Omni and the Plymouth Horizon have failed tests for stability and handling. The two cars, however, won Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year designation. Spokesman Ira Furman narrated Consumer Reports' handling test film.
Consumer Reports says the inherent instability of the Omni and Horizon was confirmed when swerving around an obstacle. We believe that recovery requires more skill than most non-professional drivers possess.
Consumers Union says it's the first time they rated a car unacceptable, calling the road performance frightening. Chrysler called the test unreasonable and freakish and says there's no driving hazard. Bernard Gershaw, New York.
KMET News Time, 6:05. Back here in California, a woman accused of welfare fraud involving almost $240,000 has surrendered to Los Angeles County authorities. It's believed to be the largest welfare fraud case in U.S. history. 33-year-old Barbara Jean Williams was arraigned today in municipal court